Good evening. I want to thank you for coming back to this evening service. I would also like to welcome any visitors that we may have here with us today. And I would also like to thank the elders for this opportunity to come up here and speak. As a young person, it can be hard to do the right things all the time, like clean my room, don't talk back, watch my body language, and do what I'm told. And that's just some of the easy stuff. But my topic tonight will be seeking God early in life. Turn with me to Ecclesiastes 12, verses 9 through 10. Again, that's Ecclesiastes 12, verses 9 through 10. And it says, and moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yes, he pondered and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find acceptable words, and what was written was upright words of truth. The preacher made sure that he taught the people that what was written was true, and we must do the same today. 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, don't be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Like the type of friends I choose, how peer pressure affects me, and how outside influences, how I let them affect me. And since I'm a youth right now, I need to be wondering, is this bringing me closer or further away from God? Meaning, is my understanding of God and my belief of God growing daily? When I have interactions with people and make decisions, do I wonder what God thinks? And How is God being presented and reflected by those who are responsible for me? And who is doing that? And the answer to that is my parents. Turn with me to Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 3. Again, that's Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 3. And it says, children, obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Amen. According to the Bible, my ability to live long on this earth is based on how well I obey my parents. But are my parents making it easier for me to love God with all my heart and with all my strength? Because I see them doing the same thing. Do they in good times give the glory to God and in bad times believe that God will make a way and try to make God real to me because he's real to them? Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. If while in my youth I am able to believe that God is real and I serve him, then when I'm older, I will walk the same path, and I will also stand up for God and never bow down and worship anyone else. Parents are supposed to make sure that we believe in God, because I know some parents are out here having their kids believe in Santa Claus and all that, but we need to make sure that our children are believing in God. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did in Daniel chapter 3, I would not be scared to obey the Lord because I know that he will be with me in that fiery furnace. So parents, have you remembered God in your youth? If so, are your children remembering God in their youth? If not, why not? Thank you.
Good evening. Today I would like to talk about fearing God and keeping His commands in the early life. It seems like every time we turn on the news, one of us, your children, is doing something crazy, and as Christian children, we shouldn't play into the chaos that's going on in the world. So if you guys would turn with me to Ecclesiastes 12, 9 through 14. And it says, moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yes, he pondered and sought out and set in order many proverbs. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is man's all. I have a little story to tell you guys about how I was taught the hard way. So I remember when I was in sixth grade, I thought I was a big shot because I was finally with the big kids. I would walk with my nose high, and I was feeling myself so much I could barely get to the doors because my head was so big. This year, I felt above myself. I felt like I was more than I was. I didn't fear anything, and I didn't seem to care about anything. But, as always, God has a funny way of putting you back into perspective. My aunt and my uncle would always tell me, don't act a fool in school, and it would just go in one ear and out the other. They would tell me that with continuously disobeying them, and what they would have me to do, it is actually shortening my life. For me not doing what God expected of me, which was honoring my parents, but I didn't want to hear that God stuff. I wasn't interested. And looking back on it, I see now that that was a problem. I didn't fear enough, nor did I try to keep His commandments. It got to the point where I even got in trouble on my own birthday, because I thought it would be cool for me to skip school. So the funny thing about that was my uncle's dad, he was a security guard. And a part of his job was to monitor the school for kids who tried to skip school. And lo and behold, my luck, I actually got caught by him. So, you know, as usual, he called my uncle, and I could hear my uncle yelling through the phone. I was just like, I wish I could start the day over and just go to class like I was supposed to. So I hear those words, give him the phone. So he gave me the phone, and my uncle's favorite line was, boy, what's wrong with you? And all I could do was just stutter. I was like, you know, I couldn't say anything. But, you know, he said it all for me. When I got home, I was going to get the beat down. And I didn't get anything for my birthday, so what a wonderful present that was. It's like I wish I wouldn't have did those stupid things I did, because when my parents punished me, it would be for so long, it felt like I was spending a life sentence in prison. I remember the time when I couldn't use the house phone for a whole 6 months. My auntie was so fed up with me, she gave me a half-year punishment. And if you guys are wondering, yes, Johnny and Selena Bryan are the definition of disciplinary. But it's always out of love. But in all seriousness, if I would have took better care to listen to the scriptural things that my parents were telling me, I wouldn't have to have go through any of those things. If you guys would turn with me to Daniel 6, and we're going to start at verse 1. And it says, It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be over the whole kingdom, and over these three governors of whom Daniel was one, that the satraps might give account to them so that the king would suffer no loss. Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. So the governors of the satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no charge or fault because he was faithful. Nor was there any error or fault found in him. Then these men said, we shall not find any charge against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God. So these governors and satraps thronged before the king and said thus to him, King Darius, live forever. All the governors of the kingdom, the administrators and the satraps, the counselors and advisors have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whoever petitions any god or man for 30 days except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish a decree and sign the writing so that it cannot be changed. According to the law of Medes and Persians, which do not alter. Therefore, King Darius signed the written decree. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home in his upper room with his windows open toward Jerusalem. He knelt down on his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. These men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. And they went before the king and spoke concerning the decree. Have you not signed a decree that every man who petitions any god or man within 30 days except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of Medes and Persians, which does not alter. So they answered and said before the king that Daniel, who is one of the captives from Judah, does not show due regard for you, O king, or for the decree that you have signed, but makes his petitions three times a day. And the king, when he heard these words, was greatly displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men approached the king and said to the king, Now, O king, that it is the law of Medes and the Persians that no decree or statute which the king establishes may be changed. So the king gave the command, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. But the king spoke, saying to Daniel, your God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you. Then a stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring, and with the signet of the Lord, that the purpose concerning Daniel might not be changed. Now the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting, and no musicians were brought before him. Also his sleep went from him. And the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste of the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. The king spoke, saying to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve, continually been able to deliver you from the lions? Then Daniel said to the king, O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth, so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him, and also, O king, I have done no wrong before you. Now the king was exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury whatever was found on him, because he believed in his God. And the king gave the command, and they brought those men who had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of the lions. Them, their children, their wives, and the lions overpowered them and broke all their bones in pieces before they ever came to the bottom of the den. That story, when I read it, if I would have been like Daniel and did what Daniel did and obeyed the commandment, obey your mother and thy father, for you have days of your life, maybe things would have worked in my favor like it should have. But instead, in my early life, well, part of my early life, I wanted to be like the governors and the satraps, always looking for trouble to meddle in. See, even Daniel knew that the decree was made, and he still did what was right in the sight of the Lord and worship. My parents told me not to act up in school, but I did anyways. Instead of doing what was right before my parents and before God, I did the wrong things, knowing that it was wrong. Even with the knowledge of shortening my life, I was ignorant to the fact that I might have not seen another day. But thank God for his mercy. We should always try to do the right thing, even when the odds are against us. Daniel easily could have not worshipped, but he did it regardless, and through him the Lord was glorified. I do not know about you guys, but I would have been shaken out of my boots if I was in the den with that lion. But not Daniel. He knew that the Lord was going to deliver him. The governors obviously didn't know the power of the Lord, but fortunately you and I do. And if you are not a child of God, you can become one by first hearing the gospel, which is in the Bible, Romans 10:17. Believe the gospel, Mark 16:15-16. Repent of your sins, Acts 17:30. Confess Christ, Romans 10:9-10. Be baptized, Acts 2:38. come together while we stand and sing the song of invitation.